Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
From my sin, you rescued me from my past. When I'm on the edge of losing my way, you hold out your hand.
I'm going from glory to glory, from faith to faith. You wrote my story with victory. Wrapped it all in.
Proverbs, our first Caribbean song for the week from a talented Bahamian artist. Her name is Renee Sims, entitled Glory to Glory. You know, this powerful track was produced by my brethren James Hebburn, a multi-talented brother who loves the Lord and loves music. It's always a blessing to see him working with Renee, bringing out these beautiful anointed songs that uplift the soul. So stay locked in, because we've got more amazing gospel music coming your way, all right? And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the amazing songstress who is loved and appreciated around the world with her sincere ministry, her songwriting, singing, and even preaching the word, and so much more. The dedicated soldier in the army of the Lord, G. Kaylin, welcome. How are you, dear sister?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Every day's a great day, isn't it, G. Kaylin? Every day's a great day.
Yes, it is.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Hi, G. Kaylin. What's up, man? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, Ja'Kaylin, you've ministered in Nassau and Freeport several times, and the people here in the Bahamas, they always look forward to your visit. You know, when you come here, what do you enjoy the most? Whether it's the ministry experience, the culture, or even the food, tell us about that.
Hey, Lord, listen, I enjoy it all, and actually, I'll be back there. I'll be in the Bahamas in June, but listen, I enjoy it all. I love every single part of it. You guys make ministry easy for me, and then, of course, you know, I love trying the different foods and all of that. It's just a beautiful, beautiful experience when I go, and I actually haven't been in a while, so I'm excited to be coming back.
Okay, that's really great, though, but I look forward to connecting with you.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you, don't faint. Another great one from you. You know, there's never a bad song from you, Ja'Kaylin. You just keep everything the Lord has you release. It's just so ministering. And, you know, I'm so proud of you. Tell us about Don't Faint.
Aww. Yes, Don't Faint is a song God has given me to encourage his people this year, this season, this time of where they are. Before the year came in, God spoke to me. He said 2025 is going to be the year for promise fulfillment. He's going to reintroduce promises and covenants that he made with his people. And there's so many people who's been holding on to some things that God has promised them, and he has spoken over their lives. And according to life circumstances, you think that it's not going to happen. You think God has forgotten about you, but God said, listen, I didn't forget. Now I'm finna bring this thing full circle for you, because in the prior years, the prior season, you were being prepared. Not just you being prepared, but it was being prepared for you. Because one thing I love about God is he's not going to release us into a place that isn't ready for us. And so with that being said, God is a man of his word. And you are in your time, you are in your turn, you are in your season to see the hand of God manifest what he's spoken over your life. That's the reason why you cannot faint.
Oh, hallelujah. God is good all the time.
Most definitely, Mike. And Ja'Kaylin, I really like what you said. God is not going to release us into a place that is not ready for us. Great word. Ja'Kaylin, there is a fan of yours, and she has a question for you.
Hello, my name is Tamitra. This question is for Ja'Kaylin Carr. So your latest song, Don't Faint, is already making an impact. What was the inspiration behind it, and what message do you hope listeners take away from it?
The Lord spoke to me in December of 2024. He said 2025 is going to be a year of promise fulfillment. It's going to be a year where he reintroduces promises and covenants that he made with his people back to his people. A lot of times we, you know, when life be life and stuff like that, we feel like God has forgotten about us. God has said, no, I didn't forget. You forgot. And sometimes you feel like, oh, maybe I didn't hear him correctly. Maybe it's not going to happen. The devil is a liar. We got to understand that God cannot take his word back. He has to perform. And this is your time. This is your turn. The years prior to, he was preparing you, getting you ready, and not just preparing you, but we got to realize, too, that sometimes God has to prepare it for you. He has to prepare and condition hearts to bless you, because the truth of the matter is we need man. He placed man on this earth because someone out there holds the key to your next level. And so God has to, you know, condition these places and these people to yield to the fulfillment of the manifestation and the promises that he made over your life. And so that's why I'm saying all throughout the song, don't faint, because you're so close. Whatever you've been waiting on, it is worth the wait. And this is your time and your turn to see God manifest those things.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jacqueline, I am so blessed today just listening to you. You know, your message is so powerful, and I'm sure that our listeners are being blessed also, man. Great word.
You, right off the top of your head, Jacqueline, do you know how many number one albums and number one songs you have?
I have 9 number one records, and I have 2 number one albums. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. You create such great music, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Jacqueline, I know that you're a very busy lady. You're touring all over the world, but it's always great to know that you shut down stuff just to spend a little bit of time with us right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospelist Show. And you know, we love you and we wish you all the best. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep creating those beautiful music to bless the world. And it's always great hanging out with you, man. We truly appreciate you. Love you.
It was so good speaking with you, Landlord and Mike B. Thank you guys for all of your support, too. And thank you to everyone in the islands, the Bahamas, Africa, everywhere you are. Thank you for all of your support.
Yeah.
Jacalyn Carr has her new song, and it's called Don't Faint. Yes, you will reap the wonderful seeds you sow for you. If you faint not, glory to God. Jacalyn's got a new album coming later this year, too. And that's the first single from the album coming later this year. And we want to thank the Women Songwriters Hall of Famer, Jacalyn Carr, for joining us today. Always nice to hear from her, the anointed and ministering Jacalyn Carr, landlord.
Mike, Jacalyn Carr is no stranger to the Caribbean and urban American gospel scene. And it's always a pleasure having her right here on the show. But coming up next, we got a powerhouse collaboration from three talented and anointed friends of mine. First from Zambia, we have Deborah Zulu. She's a TV host, promoter, and a strong voice in the gospel media. Then representing Jamaica, we got Wayne Studdard, pastor, radio host, and so much more. And last but certainly not least, from the Bahamas, we got Monty G., an industry veteran with a heart for music promotion and ministry. Together they have joined forces to bring us this dynamic Afrobeat gospel track, Praises Unto You. Turn it up and let the praises rise.
Boom. Yeah. Dancing time. Yeah. From the Caribbean to Africa, we say.
Yes, man, you don't know. Tell them we will start that. Monty Jesus.
Let the praises go, yeah. Praises unto you, Lord. Praises unto you, Lord. Praises unto you, Lord. Unto you, all the praise.
Praises unto you, Lord. Praises unto you, Lord. Praises unto you, Lord. Unto you, all the praise.
Steadfast love reaches to the sky. I'll praise your name and thank you, Lord, among the nations.
Your constant love is beyond the heavens, your faithfulness.
Praises unto you, Lord.
Anybody.
Unto you. Amalumbo kulimwe. Amalumbo kulimwe. Amalumbo kulimwe. Kulimwe amalumbo.
Wayne Stoddard, Deborah Zulu, and Monty G rocking the world and lifting up the Lord with praises. Their show nuff sounding good in the neighborhood. The song Praises Unto You has a brilliant video that they got together and filmed in Africa too. Landlord, they all are sounding great, man.
Wow. That was Praises Unto You. A powerful Afrobeat anthem from Deborah Zulu, Wayne Stutter, and Monty G. A powerful collaboration. The energy, the message, and the vibe. Everything about that song just lifts the spirit. But big shout out to these amazing artists for coming together and blessing us with such a powerful track. And if you're feeling that one, make sure to run it back, stream it, and support the movement, okay? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, let us all do what we can every day to take care of business. It was once said, either you take care of business and run your day, or your day will run you.
Absolutely, Mike. You know, strategic planning and execution are key to overcoming life's challenges. Winging it won't cut it. We have to be intentional with our time, decisions, and actions if we want to succeed. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, Ja'Kalyn Carr, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next is a special artist with a deep connection to my family. She is a woman truly sold out for God, hailing from the Bahamas but raised in Florida. Her name is India Poitier, and yes, she is the family to the legendary actor Sidney Poitier. But today, it's all about her heart for the Lord and her music. And I want you all to check out her powerful track, On the Move for the Lord, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Divinely walking in God's plan.